So Moab says, please come curse this nation for me, because they're so more powerful than me. And maybe then I could knock them and chase them away from the land, because I know whoever you bless is blessed, whoever you curse is cursed. Balak tells Bilam, says, I know that you don't have any capacity to bless. If they told you Bilam was coming to Machon Meir, would you go and ask him for a bracha? Would you say, hey, Bilam, I hear you're a holy man. Can you bless me? My kids should be Tamidei Chachamim. I should succeed in finding a shiduch. No, you wouldn't go to him. Balak says, I know, you only do curse as well. Wait a second, but Balak said, whoever you bless is blessed, whoever you curse is cursed. Now that's what he says. Eish asher tevarech mevorach. Whoever you bless was already blessed. So he says, you don't really bless, but you only bless those who are already blessed. Rav Chalap doesn't spell this out. Other commentaries spell this out. They say, what did Bilam do? Let's say Bilam knew that tomorrow you're going to win the lottery. So that he did know. He'd call you in and say, Jacob, I want to bless you. Tomorrow you're going to win the lottery. And remember me when you win that lottery. So that's what commentaries say. Eit asher tivarech mivorach. You bless those that are already blessed. Balak says, I know how you work, Bilam. You bless those that are already blessed. Vasher ta'or, but whoever you curse, you are, becomes cursed. That's why he doesn't say, bless me, I should succeed. He says, go curse the Jews. That's what you know how to do. Balak is telling Bilam, I know how you work. And that's why he says, I need you to come and curse them, because that's the only thing you could help me with. Why doesn't he ask for a blessing? We would ask, bless me, right? No, he says, I know you can't really do that.